I want to use as a reading lesson this morning a passage of Scripture found in the 8th chapter of the Gospel of John. The 8th chapter of the Gospel of John. Jesus taught us many wonderful things. He taught us how to live our lives free. Living a life free is missing from a lot of Christians' lives. But Jesus Christ gives us the capacity to live life free. It bothers me greatly that I see so many Christians returning to a life of bondage. The Apostle Paul had the same concerns when he was writing to the people of Galatia, and he said, I believe it's in the 5th chapter of Galatians, verse 1, stand fast. Don't move. Stand fast in the liberty wherein Christ has made you free.
Amen.
Don't return to a life of bondage. Don't return to a life of shackles. Don't shackle yourself with the troubles of this life and the affairs of this world. Live your life in the freedom that you found when you got saved. Remain in that freedom. Abide in that freedom. And he went on in the 5th chapter of Galatians, and I may turn that. That was my text, that first verse of that 5th chapter. And I may just look at the context a little later, but he went through a variety of different things that can cause us to be in bondage. I was speaking to a man here recently that was in the hospital, and he was lost, and I was talking to him. He's terminally ill, and he had the idea that he couldn't be saved. And as we were in this discussion, he said, I put myself in a prison. I put myself in a prison where I cannot be free. Listen, Satan wants to bind you. Christ wants to free you.
Amen.
And there's a lot of people that are living their lives in a bondage. And Jesus wants to set you free. I'll begin reading in verse 30. It says there in the 8th chapter of John, that as he spake these words, having reference to Christ, many believed on him. And then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered him, We be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? Jesus answered them, verily, verily, or truly, truly, or amen, amen, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant or slave of sin. The Greek word there is doulos, slave. And the servant abides not in the house forever, but the son abideth ever. If the son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. Living a life free. Now there are three things that we discover in this reading lesson. First of all, we understand the progress of freedom. And then we learn about the pretense. I mean, these Jews, they thought they were free, and it was a pretense kind of freedom. You know, the world is offering or saying that you can be free by living worldly. Actually, that's a way of bondage.
Amen.
There's a pretense that exists all around us, you know, where Satan tries to deceive us and tell us, this is how you live your life free. But actually, if you live that way, if you live a life of sin, if you sin, you are a servant of sin. You are in bondage to sin if you sin. That's what Jesus said. You become a slave to sin. And thirdly, we're going to notice also the promise that Jesus gives us concerning freedom. I mean, if the Son sets you're free indeed. And we'll discover a little bit what that means. But the progress. First of all, the progress of freedom is very clear in these passages of Scripture. You must believe in the Lord Jesus Christ in order to be free. I mean, you have to trust in Him. The Bible says that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. The Bible says, whosoever believeth on the Son, whosoever believeth on the Son, that person is freed from sin. The Bible says, God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him, what? Shall not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. Listen, having everlasting life, being born again, and being saved is being set free. So first of all, trusting the Lord Jesus Christ, we still believe that justification and salvation comes as a result of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. We believe and preach just like Jesus taught. We believe and preach just like the apostles taught. The apostle Paul said, therefore being justified by what? By faith we have peace with God, in Romans chapter 5 and verse 1. So first of all, faith. Faith is important in order for people to be set free. Now listen, there's a lot of things and circumstances that happen in our life where we just simply have to trust the Lord. Not only do you need faith to get saved, but we live and we walk by faith. The Bible says the just shall live by faith. It was prophesied of in the book of Habakkuk. It's told us in the New Testament that the just shall live by faith. We must walk by faith. There are times in our life where we simply need to trust the Lord. And if you don't trust the Lord, you won't be free. So he talks about the progress of freedom, believing, faith. Faith, there's power in faith. Listen, there's power in faith to set you free. Listen, many times we don't have what we ask for because we don't ask in faith. We need to believe. We need to trust the Lord. We must have faith. We cannot please God unless we have faith. Right? Those that come to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Without faith, you cannot please God. So we must have faith. We must trust the Lord. There's power in faith. Listen, people, if we had the faith as a grain of mustard seed, Jesus said, we could do great things. Living a life of faith. Isn't it wonderful to live a life of faith? What a blessed thing to live by faith. Not only do we live by faith, we walk by faith and not by sight. We have our conversation, our way of life. It is a program. It is distinguished from the world because it is a life of faith. So not only do we have a life of faith, but we see the progression. He said, you shall know what? The truth. The truth is very important. He tells us in this passage of Scripture, he says, if you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. So we've got faith, we got continuing in his word, becoming one of his disciples, and knowing the truth, and having the truth set us free. There's a fourfold aspect of being free. Believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, continuing in his word, look at there in verse 31, being one of his disciples, knowing the truth, and having the truth set you free. Now there's a lot of people today that don't know the truth. The Bible says in the book of Timothy that they're ever learning but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Listen, truth sets you free. The truth that we find in the Word of God sets us free. The truth that we discover by the words of Jesus Christ. The truth that we discover not only in the words of Jesus Christ, but also in the power of the Holy Spirit. You look over a couple of chapters in John chapter 14 and verse 26. Jesus said, when I go away, I will send the Comforter, and the Comforter shall guide you into all truth, teach you all truth. You look there in John chapter 16 and verse 31. Jesus said, the Comforter, it would guide us unto truth. We need the Holy Spirit to guide us to that truth. And once we have that truth, then we're set free. He also told us in John chapter 17 and verse 17 that He would give us His Word. He said, sanctify them. Yeah, sanctify them by My truth. My Word is true. Listen, the Word of God is our textbook. We discover things in the Word of God. Listen, you'll never embrace the authority of Scripture until you have a born-again experience with God. Amen. I'm like those old preachers long ago. They taught and they practiced that the Christian experience was the foundation for people embracing the authority of God's holy word over their lives. And one of the reasons we have a lot of Christians walking around nowadays that will not submit to the authority of God's holy word is because they've never been saved. The old preachers long ago, they taught and practiced that people that had a Christian experience and were born again of the Spirit of God, those people would submit to the authority of God's holy word, and the authority of God's holy word over their lives would set them free. Oh, Lord, bless me this morning. So there's a progress of freedom that we read, we believe, we continue steadfast. Listen, we need to be steadfast in the Word of God. Listen, we need to abide in the Word of God. We need to be steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the Word of God. Listen, if we will just be steadfast and unmovable about these things, if we'll have some tenacity about us, it will help us be free. Listen, if we cower away from what is true, if we cower away and we stand back and we don't stand up for the Lord, then we can't be free. Dan Cathy, you know, came out and he just said, look, my business, Chick-fil-A, is a business that honors the principles of God's holy word. I met Brother Truett about 22 years ago, 23 years ago. Heard him give his testimony. He was just an old-fashioned Baptist is all he was. Believed in honoring the Christian Sabbath. Still, that business honors the Christian Sabbath to this day. Just had principles, Baptist principles, teaching of God's holy word. I'm amazed that these mayors of these cities that are full of hypocrisy and they're prejudiced against Christians. That's what they've demonstrated. Oh, they started backpedaling when they started saying something about the Muslims believing the same thing about, you know, homosexuality being wrong. It is wrong. God's word teaches that it's wrong. Listen, the founders of our country, the people that found this country, their purpose in coming to this country is so that they might have a right to do what is right. That they might have the liberty to have freedom of conscience, to worship God, yes, to do what was righteous and what was right in the sight of God. Amen. Those are the founding principles of this country. Amen. Liberty never was the freedom to be a pervert. Amen. That perversion and sin will bind you. Jesus said, anybody that commits sin, they become a slave to sin. Amen. Only in the principles of Jesus Christ, only in the freedom of Jesus Christ, are we set free. Amen. Romans chapter 6 and verse 22, there it says, now being made free from sin, we become the servants to God. You have your fruit unto holiness and an end to everlasting life. See, freedom brings us into a state of servitude unto God, and fruits of righteousness and holiness and everlasting life. People, that's freedom.
Amen.
You know, I was reading, and maybe I'm using this a little out of context. I think there's a principle there in the third chapter of Ecclesiastes. You know, there in the third chapter of Ecclesiastes, Solomon said that there's a time and a season for everything that happens in the earth. And he was talking about a time to be born, a time to die. He went through like 14 different things there. A time to plant, a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down, a time to build up. And he was just going through the various circumstances of life. And he was basically saying, look, you are not in control over your life. God's in control over your life. You want to hear God laugh? You just tell him your plans. God has a plan. God has a purpose for your life. And as you go through this third chapter, I mean, you might say, well, I'm free to just stay here as long as I want to. Sure, go right ahead, try that. You stay here. You try to stay here the rest of your life. You'll get hungry, won't you? Yeah. And even if you do decide, you know, you determine in your heart and mind that you're going to stay here throughout all of eternity, it just isn't going to happen. And when you get down toward the end of the third chapter of the book of Ecclesiastes, he contrasts that with God. God does anything he wants to do because only God is free. You look in like verse 14. He says, I know that whatsoever God does, it shall be forever. And then he got to talking about God. He said, those things that are past, he said, they already have been. Those things that are future have already passed. Those things present, they're already past. In other words, God is not restricted in any shape or form. He's not restricted in any way. He's not even restricted by time.
Amen.
He's eternal. And whatever he does forever. You can't do that. You can't do that. Only God is free. Only God is free. You're born in sin, and you need to be set free from that sin, and only Christ can make you free. You want to see somebody free? You look at the Apostle Paul in the 16th chapter of the book of Acts. There he was in the dungeon, his feet and his hands fast in stocks. He was in the most horrible pit on the face of the earth, in a dungeon, the hellhole of the earth. And what was he doing down there? He was praising the Lord. He had both his hands lifted up. I don't know what kind of song he was singing. Maybe he was singing the song like we sung this morning. Thank God I'm free. I'm free by the blood of Jesus Christ. I'm free. I'll tell you what. He made such an impression upon the other inmates in that prison that when the earthquake came and all the doors swung open, there was more freedom inside of that jail than there was outside. Amen. I mean, the man in charge of the prison, he thought he saw all the prison doors flung open. He thought they had all fled. He grabbed a sword and he was about to take his own life. And the Apostle Paul said, look, don't take your life. Nobody's fled this place. We're all here. You know why? Because Paul was living his life free, no matter what the circumstances were. And what I'm trying to tell you this morning, that all of us as Christians need to live our lives that way. All of us need to live that way. Every one of us that have been saved. We need to make an impression on the people around us that are in bondage to sin, that are in bondage to the devil, that are in bondage to this world, that are in bondage to this life. They need to see in us something that's different. They need to see that Jesus has set us free.
Amen.
Stand! Stand fast in the freedom wherein Christ has set you free. Can we do that? Are we able to do that? When I have a need, I'm free. You know why? Because Christ shall supply every need that I have. If I need direction, the Lord is my shepherd. And I shall not want for direction. For He will give me guidance. Yes, if I need rest, He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. When I need leadership, He leadeth me beside the still waters. When I need restoration, He restoreth my soul. When I need righteousness, He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. When I go through some of the shadows of the valleys of death, I want you to know I have nothing to fear because Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. When I need protection, Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. When I need filling, my cup runneth over. And when I need goodness and mercy, yes, goodness and mercy, it follows me all the days of my life. When I need a home to reside in at the end of this life, I have a home, yes. I have a house. I'll abide in the house of the Lord forever. Praise God, I'm free. Free! My God shall supply all of your needs according to His riches and glory. Heavenly Father, He cares for the sparrow, and the sparrow neither toils nor reaps. And Jesus said in the book of Matthew chapter 6 and verse 26, He said, "Are ye not much better than them?" Listen, when I'm hungry, He feeds me. When I fall down, He picks me up. Listen, when I need healing, He is the great physician. When I have trouble in my life, I have the comfort of the Holy Ghost that gives me peace. When I go through difficult circumstances that seem like they're about to destroy me, I want you to know the Lord is with me. He's promised He would never leave me nor forsake me. What I'm trying to tell you this morning, that each one of us need to know and experience on a daily basis the liberty and the freedom of the Lord Jesus Christ in our lives. If the Son sets you free, you're free indeed. I mean, I'm talking about a freedom to live. You know, if you have all of this anxiety, you know, Paul said, don't be anxious for nothing. Don't worry about anything. Do you believe the Lord's going to take care of His people? Then what are you worried about? What are you worried about? The Lord is going to take care of us. Is He not? You know, there's a progression to this freedom. I mean, as we embrace and we know more about the Lord, as we have more experiences with the Spirit of God guiding us and teaching us truth, as we embrace more truth of God's holy word, what it does is it releases us in other areas and other departments of our life where we should be growing in freedom. Do you know more now than you do when you first got saved? Do you? Are you more free as a result of it? See, the way this thing works is you get older and you grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord. You become more and more free. At the end of my life, I'm just going to My man's days are 70. By reaching strength, they may be 80. But they're full of sorrow and anguish and problems and toils. But I'll tell you, at the end of this life, I'm just going to fly away. Don't fall for the pretense of freedom. Enjoy real freedom. The world will put you in bondage. The devil will put you in chains. The Bible says that the Lord Jesus Christ is going to bind him for 1,000 years. And ultimately going to cast him in the lake of fire. Listen, he wants you to be bound up with him. But there's only one who is free, and that's the Son. And if the Son sets you free indeed. Now let me point out something. And time's getting away from me up here. There's only two ways to be made free. In this passage of Scripture, they had a pretense. They said, we're Abraham's. You know, they had been in bondage. I mean, they observed the Passover. What did the Passover celebrate? It reflected back on them being delivered from Egyptian bondage. They said, we've never been in bondage to anybody. I mean, what about the 70 years they spent in Babylonian captivity, bondage? What about the Syrians, the Medo-Persians? I mean, what about all those Roman soldiers walking the streets of Jerusalem? What about Pilate up there on his seat there in Jerusalem? What was he doing? I'll tell you what he was doing. He was keeping the Jews in bondage to Rome. All right, we'll give them the shadow of doubt that they were responding to Jesus and not talking about physical bondage, but because they were the people of God, they were free. Now, the people of God are free. And Israel, I guess, was saying, I mean, they could have been saying that because we are the people of God and because we're Israel, though we might be politically in bondage, we're still free spiritually. Okay, I'll buy that. But what did Jesus say to them? What was his response to them? His response was that if you sin, you are a slave to sin. There's only one way to be set free spiritually, and that's by the Son. And you might say, well, wait a minute. You said there was two ways. Well, yeah, there's kind of two ways, but the Son's involved in the first and the second way. The first way to be set free, if you're a slave, and he says if you are a servant of sin, you're a slave to sin. And he was talking doulos. He wasn't talking about somebody, you know, with a black tux and, you know, one of these waiters. He was talking about somebody who was a slave, somebody in chains, you know, required to go out and work a field or required to do manual labor, somebody who was a slave. Now, there's two ways to be released from slavery. The first way would be to die. I mean, if a slave's out there working and he falls over and he's dead, the owner of the slave, he wouldn't go up and kick him and say, you know, get up there and work some more. No, if he was dead, he was done. Right? We read in the 6th chapter of the book of Romans, verse 6 and 7, that those of us who have been crucified with Christ, we've died. We've died to sin. Listen, you want to be set free from the slavery you're in? You're going to have to die in Christ. Be crucified with the Lord. And he went on in verse 7 and said, those that have died to sin, they have been set free from sin. You want to be set free from sin? You're going to have to die in the Lord. Listen, those of us that have been saved by the grace of God, we were turning from our sins. We were putting faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And at the point we trusted with all of our heart, there was something that happened on the inside of us. We died with Christ there on the cross. And there's something else that occurred at the moment we believe. We call it regeneration. But in an imagery form, in an imagery way, what happens was we were also resurrected with Christ. We were made alive spiritually. Amen. We were born again. Old things had passed away. Every past thing had passed away. And behold, all things have become new. Amen? And we were free. Free. So you can be set free from slavery by dying in the Lord, being crucified with Christ, dying to sin, being made alive unto God. Second way Jesus describes being set free is by the heir of the house, the master, person that owns you. the son, which would be the heir to the father, and basically what he's saying in this passage, you know, the father of the son of the house, the owner of the house, he could set a slave free. I mean, he could give him documentation and he could say, look, I want to set you free. You're free. And he could set a servant or a slave free. And so he says the heir or the son or the father, he said he can, the master of the house, the owner can declare you free. Anybody here been declared free by the Son of God? Yes, free. Now, Paul said, if you're free, then you need to live in that freedom. You need to stand steadfast in that freedom and not go back into some kind of bondage. I'm about done. All right, so Jesus said, if the Son makes you free, you're free indeed. So there's two ways, either by death or by deliverance. The Son delivers you. Well, both occur, don't they, when you get saved? Don't you die to sin? And aren't you also delivered from sin? I wish I had time to go a little further in that book of Galatian letter and talk a little more about what that really means, about being free. We're free, aren't we? I mean, when some kind of sickness comes into our life, aren't we still free? Huh? Isn't the Lord there with us when we go through those circumstances? If we have some kind of thorn in the flesh or some messenger of Satan comes to buffet us and to scold us and to try to destroy us, aren't we still free by the grace of God? Isn't His grace sufficient during those times? During those circumstances? Living our life free. Are you free this morning? Sometimes we get to worrying about our financial situation. You know what? My father owns the cattle on 1,000 hill. Sometimes we get fearful of somebody hurting us. Bible says there's no weapon that can be formed against you that can destroy you. You know why? Because God is our deliverer. He is our protector. Listen, 1,000 soldiers can come against us, but when God is with us, one shall chase 1,000. He is our strength. He is our fortress. He is our high tower. He is our buckler. Our Lord is with us, and that enables us to be free because God is free. Let's get a song. Some of you this morning, you're in such bondage. You're in so many chains. You're so shackled by the world, by the philosophies of this world. You know, people think they're so smart. But because of the truth, we're free. I know how this world was created. It was created by God. Amen. In 6 days. And He rested on the seventh. That gives me one up on science. Right. Listen, I know what the plan is for the world's history. All of the world's history unfolds in relationship to Jesus Christ. Amen. That gives me one up on history. I know God's plan for my life. I know where I'm going when I die. I'm free. Nothing can harm me. Listen, this morning, the Lord Jesus Christ can declare you free. He is the owner of heaven and earth. He holds the six seals in his hands. I'm telling you, he can unfold freedom for you. Would you come to him? Would you come now? Live your life free.